Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In your mind, first off, why did Rite Aid fail?
Oh, great question, Tom. You know, it's just a tough space. If you look at chain pharmacies, that area for the last 5-10 years, just really a lot of changes from just changes in terms of how consumers shop, how they get their prescriptions, and part of that has to do with Amazon and, you know, online shopping. The inroads that supermarkets have made, your Wegmans of the world, your Albertsons, your Safeways, your Tops of the world, Walmart, Costco, the inroads that they've made with respect to offering prescriptions themselves and additional health services, that has really cut into not just Rite Aid, but CVS, Walgreens, struggling as well. So I would say competitive inroads from supermarkets, changes in how consumers shop, also the opioid crisis and the fines that have been levied due to that, and an additional factors too, such as we're seeing greater theft over the last 5-10 years. So all of those factors have really led to this point.
What has led some folks to go to chain pharmacies for their shopping needs?
Yeah, so, you know, if you go back 20-30 years and your Rite Aids, your CVS's, your Walgreens of the world offered you could go in, you could wait for your prescription, you could pick up a few unrelated items, milk, makeup, so forth and so on. It was pretty convenient. It was kind of, think a convenience store, but a different format, a convenience store that, you know, also offers prescriptions, not as big as a hypermarket, a supermarket, a grocery store. So it really offered convenience, a quick in and out, and you could get your prescription filled as well. But again, as supermarkets started to then offer similar services in terms of health offerings, prescriptions, that type of competition, as well as changes in terms of shopping behavior online, the migration to online shopping and prescriptions being filled online and so forth and so on. So changes in shopping behavior over the last 5-10 years. And something I didn't mention earlier, I mentioned also fines being levied due to opioid usage and also the greater incidence of theft that we're seeing in that space. Something I didn't mention, also the advent over the last 10 years or so, Tom, of benefit managers, prescription benefit managers, which have really squeezed the margins in terms of how much these pharmacy chains make off of filling a prescription. These benefit managers kind of serve as the middle player between the insurance companies and consumers when it comes to getting their prescriptions filled. And they've really cut in that. That is really cut into the how much these chain stores, pharmacy stores, retailers, if you will, pharmacy retailers make per prescription. Now you might think, well, why isn't that affecting a Wegmans as much, or a Costco or a Walmart as much? Well, they're not quite as dependent. They're not as dependent on their overall revenue stream. What the percent that comes from filling prescriptions, they're not as dependent on that as let's say a CVS or a Rite Aid or a Walgreens.
And for those who have prescriptions at Rite Aid because of their employer, what happens to that?
They're going to, from what I have read, Tom, great question. They're going to be working over the next weeks and days and weeks to migrate those prescriptions to make sure that other retailers are able to fill those prescriptions. They're going to be working with their customers and also other retailers to make sure that those prescriptions ultimately get migrated over to other pharmacy chains and grocery stores, let's say, that fill prescriptions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.